Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Today, a look at the chameleon. No, this isn't the Discovery Channel. The chameleon, writer of many great songs, performer extraordinaire, but who is he really? The chameleon. That's what I call David Bowie, mainly because I don't think any of us know who he really is. Great talent, composer, singer, innovator, actor. But who is this guy really? Is he Major Tom? Ziggy, the Thin White Duke, or just the guy doing the Little Drummer Boy duet with Bing Crosby? If we try to figure this guy out, we'll be here all week. And hey, tell your friends and don't forget to tip your waitstaff. Okay, Bowie can be a little nutty. I can have a little fun too, right? Actually, today on Tunes, we're going to look at Bowie the Benevolent Benefactor. Biographer David Buckley suggested that Bowie has permeated and altered more lives than any comparable figure. Now, he certainly worked with enough. He co-wrote a song with Iggy Pop while they were living in Berlin. The song first appeared on Iggy's Idiot album in 1977. It really didn't go anywhere until Bowie decided to put it on his 1983 album, Let's Dance. So here's David Bowie's version of China Girl on today's Yeah Baby Tunes.
We'll be right back.
David Bowie and China Girl on today's Yeah Baby Tunes, a much more polished and slickly produced version than that of Iggy Pop. Now, Bowie's decision to put the song on Let's Dance was based in part on Iggy's financial issues, due in part to his drug addiction. Iggy would get half the royalties from China Girl, and this gesture helped him get back on his feet, at least for a time. The song itself talks about the potential destruction of the China Girl's culture because of materialism and superficial values, and then there's also the thought that it's about heroin addiction, with China White being one of the many nicknames for the drug, and Iggy's personal issues. Stevie Ray Vaughan is the guitarist on this song and much of the album. Bowie had found him at a music festival and wanted him to tour with him after the album was done, but Stevie Ray turned him down in favor of his own group, Double Trouble. China Girl reached number 2 in Great Britain and top 10 here in the States, and the video was banned in many countries, but did win Best Male Video Award from MTV in 1984. David Bowie, the collaborator, the friend, the benefactor, the chameleon, and China Girl on today's tunes. Facebook, Twitter, the web. Enough said, right? I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.